from Arnott, but in my capacity of one of the members of the File Center team. I've only got the 4 minutes and a couple of seconds, so I'm not going to waste too much time explaining what File Center is. I'm going to just blithely assume that you kind of largely know that it exists. In one sentence, it's sort of you send it on steroids, except our surname isn't .com, and we don't own any yachts. It's actually faster than most of these web transfer tools. It does over 2 gig. Here I'm doing an introduction anyway. It's federated, it's domesticated, and we love it as a service. Quite a few NRENs have installed an installation of File Center by now. The top list is just the core team of NRENs, but there's many others out there who have actually helped us out a great deal. I wish I had room for all the logos. I'm considering using a moving GIF. The graph you see is the adoption curve within Arnott. So as you can see, it's sort of accruing almost linearly at a particular point in time. I almost thought it was going exponential, but that was just a pipe dream. But it's a lot of users. It's more users than we're kind of used to on a regular service. You guys might be more excellent than we are, but most services that we roll out are for the happy few. Lightpaths, high-performance computing, that sort of stuff. You're in the hundreds of users at most, and never this sort of outreach. And certainly not this particular user profile. You can't see it here, but most of these users are regular users. You know what I mean, right? Not us. And while it works well as a simple tool to transfer files, when you've got this sort of a large constituency that you can deal with, that you can talk to, after a while, the old NREN blood starts to sort of boil, and you kind of want to help them to a better lifestyle. So that's why the last little line. We've got some room in the way that File Center is set up. We've got a main, it's actually quite standard, so most of you would be aware of how you run these sorts of SVN or Git type trunks. We've got the playground in there. And so we could do slightly disruptive coding to test out ideas without hindering the main trunk, the main build and the main trunks. The two of these projects, there's quite a few of these projects on the way, and the last slide will be about that, and there'll actually be a File Center Birds of a Feather session late afternoon. So do come to that if I've given you enough of a cliffhanger. But there's two projects right now that have to do with trying to re-inject notions about security, about cryptography, that we've never been able to sort of distribute to users in previous frameworks. Maybe you guys have dealt with PGP MIME, secure email, secure HTTP, that sort of stuff, trying to get your user to use certificates. It's always painful. And even though it is the way they ought to use the networks, it's not what they do. They don't mind plain text. Well, if they do mind, they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to work around it and make things secure, so they kind of cop it on the chin and just do it anyway. So this is why we thought, dear Lord, that's fast. This is why we thought that we'd inject two projects to try and help them to a better lifestyle. One is end-to-end cryptography without installation, so you don't need a client to actually do the end-to-end cryptography. And the central server that you run at the NREN never sees the actual unencrypted data, which is good for legal reasons as well. And the second one is to try and get cryptographic timestamping in there, because you'll notice that when you look at the logs, you'll notice that some users are actually sending their full research data set, particularly geneticists do this. You get 10 to sort of sometimes 50 gigabytes of full genomic runs, and that's actually their research data. If they lose it, or if somebody else claims precedence on the data, they've lost that paper there and then. So to be able to help them to a sense of provenance, a notion of I owned this first, would be great, we think. We've sounded this out with a couple of people, but it's just too complex for them to think about. You've got to dangle it in front of them, we think. So where are we at the moment? This is the status of yesterday. For both projects, we're in the phases where we've got either prototypes or half-working code. It's promising. If you're interested in these things, if you believe that this has merit in your own NREN, say for sharing medical data, patient-related data, end-to-end encryption would be great, we think. So do join the effort. Do tell us if you've got experience in these sorts of things. We're quite proud about the fact that we're really able to do particularly the end-to-end crypto because we decided our architecture from the get-go has been an HTML5 architecture. So we can use file slices and file blobs. So we can look at a file, even if it's 50 gigs, we can look at small enough items in the file that we can do inline crypto. Bloody hell, Brooke. That we can do inline crypto. Shut up. Shut all of you. All of you, shut up. We can actually do inline crypto on the blobs because we've done HTML5. We're quite proud of that. And if you want more information, I've actually used the full 5 minutes, and now I'm actually going to tell you to look at more of our presentation at the Files Center boss. This hasn't been good. Sorry, Brooke.
I'll have to sit further up the. So it takes longer.
That would be nice.
I'll sit further away. Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Questions.
Guido. Yes, Guido Arvin.